Good morning or good afternoon. This is Pascal, the Chorus Call operator for this conference. Welcome to the Valeura Half Year Results 2010 conference call. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Dr. Thomas Vollmöller and Mr. Lorenzo Trezzini. Please go ahead, gentlemen.
Hi, everybody. This is Lorenzo Trezzini, and myself being on the phone. On the other side is sitting Rolando Benedict, the chairman of Valeura, and Stefania Mistli, our communications head, as well as Mladen Tomic, head of investor relations, sitting also on the table. Yes, everybody, hello. We have presented today, as we find, good numbers for the first half of 2010. All the numbers you've seen are more or less what we gave you an expectation for. What we're doing is we are going through the presentation, not all pages, but page by separate pages. I will take the group, and Lorenzo later on will talk about the single divisions. If you turn to page 3, you see the overview, the executive summary. The first half of 2010 was revenue-wise okay and was very good in terms of EBIT. We had net revenues being up 1.2% from last year, which was mainly driven by the World Championship and the sticker sales we had in there. This was 36 million. This was partly set off by negative Forex effects, especially in the Euro room, which means that we had an operating revenue decline by 0.3%, which is relatively small. If you go division by division, you see that retail and services is up operative-wise 1.8 and 1.7%. So we had a like-for-like growth in retail and services of 2%, which we find is not bad. The big issue we're having in revenue-wise was trade. Lorenzo will talk to you later on. Operating-wise, we achieved an EBIT margin of 2.5%, which is up from 1.6% last year, which is 0.9 percentage points. To take out again the World Championship stickers and the Forex effects, it is still 2.1%, which is, again, if you compare it, 0.5 percentage points EBIT margin up from last year. So this is what we expected, and this is what we got in the first half. So we really have an improved group profitability. More important, we have made another big steps, or different big steps, in the right direction towards better profitability of the group in this first half of 2010. Mainly three corporations and purchases we have done. Number one is the purchase of the Tabacon network in Germany, which is 180 stores. The other is the partnership with Tamol. We have a long partnership already with Tamol, but now we have an agreement to turn to shift around at least 15 to 20 of their stores into AVEX stores by the end of this year. And the third major step in cooperation was the cooperation with Graham, where we now have a cooperation for money transfer at all our outlets in Switzerland in the next years. I will talk about those three corporations and mergers, acquisitions later on. All in all, we say we are very comfortable what the guidance with this year concerns, at least in terms, if you take out the Forex effects. We are having significant impact from the Euro weakness these days, which we amount to be at the current status of the Euro of about 4 million. So if you take the original guidance, 85 to 90 million, which we achieve without Forex effects, we will have, including Forex effects, a guidance now from 81 to 86. We also will see, because 80% of our Valeura for Success turnaround program is finished by the end of this year, and the ramp-up effects will then come in the next years, we will have to shift now from turnaround to growth. This will, what we present to you by the end of this year, in an investor's day, we show you how we want to grow in the next years. If you would be kind and turn with me to page 5, you see the metrics of the first half 2010. As I said, we had revenue increases of 1.2% to 1,432,000,000 in this first half of 2010, which is, if you can make it comparable, 0.3% less than last year's, which is mainly driven by the trade division. The EBIT is up from 23 million to 36 million this first half, which is 55%, and even if you take out the extraordinary effects like the World Championship and the Forex effects, you're still up 30% from last year. The EBIT margin is up to 2.5% with 0.2% margin. The net income also was increased by 44%. Lorenzo will later on tell you about those figures a little bit more. The equity cover is now 1.1 percentage point better than last year, in spite of the fact that we have done an increased dividend in beginning of this year, and our net debt is not really a net debt because we are more or less have no net debt with 0.1 million. This is the key metrics. Let me go once more before we go with Lorenzo into the divisions, look at the major transactions and partnerships we have done in 2010 on page number 9. As I said, it's Tamoil, it's MoneyGram, and it's Tapcon. In Tamoil, it's 50 to 20 stores of the 49 stores we were originally operating for Tamoil, which will be now be part of the AVEC network by the end of the year. We always said we wanted to have 100 stores by the end of the year. We are now at nearly 70. We will have 15 to 20 from Tamoil and another 10 from our own stores. So we are very close to our target of 100 by the end of the year. I'm sure we will have at least the contracts then to get to the 100. MoneyGram, as we said, is a significant move for our effort to get more services to the kiosk. Money transfer being very successful in other countries and also in French Switzerland. We have now this exclusive partnership with MoneyGram at all our 1,200 POS, which should give us at least 2 million Swiss francs in gross margin revenue, gross margin or franchise commission by beginning of next year. So it's not really easy to know now what will be the outcome, but here we feel relatively comfortable that it will be at least 2 million per year, which we get in franchise commission there from next year on. What also was important is the Tabacon acquisition, which was communicated a few weeks ago. Here we don't get the revenue into our numbers because it's a pure franchise business. We expect a commission per year of at least two million. It's something between 2 and 3 million in the next years. This will mean that each store of the 180 stores makes more or less the same revenue in one of our kiosks in Switzerland, and this will amount, if you would calculate as normal kiosk revenue, over 100 million euros per year, which what we franchise there with Tabacon. We are now number 2 in all the micro retailers in Germany. We have 400 stores now in Germany, and we feel this is a very good starting position to get even better into the German market. These are the three main happenings, what happened in the first half. Now I turn over to Lorenzo to tell you a little bit more about the exact numbers of the division.
Thomas, many thanks. Let me go directly into the retail division on page 12. Despite the exceptionally long winter, which adversely affect the retail business, the division raised its sales by 1.8% to 792 million Swiss francs. The World Cup picture accounted for 9.3 million of this increase, which, however, was cancelled out by adverse exchange rate effects. The adjusted net revenue growth of 1.8% reflects improvements by almost all business units. The most notable improvements were delivered with food sales up 6.9% and tobacco up to 3.8%. The increase in net revenues enabled the retail division to increase, compared to prior year, gross profit by 1.3% to reach 278 million Swiss francs. Despite higher sales volume and increased rent cost, operating expense was held at 64 million in line with first half 09. The increase in the efficiency levels was largely the result of further improvements to staff shift planning at the sales outlets. Valora retail EBITs for the first half of 2010 amounted to 13.7 million Swiss francs, which is 3.6 million higher than a year earlier. Of this improvement, 2 million are due to the sales of World Cup picture. The division EBIT margin rose to 1.7%, a 0.4 percentage point improvement on first half 09. Let me now move on the division on page 13. The division service managed to increase its net revenue by 8.7% to 375 million. A positive factor here was the revenue generated with the World Cup products, which amount to 29 million Swiss francs. After taking out the sales from the World Cup products and the negative exchange rate movements, the service division achieved, compared to the same 2009, an increase of 1.7% in net revenue. This improvement was due to the press wholesaling unit in Austria and to the sales in tobacco wholesaling in Switzerland. The division managed to reduce its operating expense by 9% compared to first half 2009. This improvement was due to increased efficiency in Swiss logistics, as well as to the lower external logistic cost in Austria. The EBIT of Valora Service amount to 20.4 million, 13.3 million higher than in the first 6 months of 2009. After adjusting the World Cup sales and the adverse currency effect, the division achieved an EBIT increase of 9.4 million. Let's now move on to trade on page 14. Valora Trade performed in a challenging market condition well and generated in the first 6 months net revenues of 349 million Swiss francs. The decrease in revenue is partly due to the expiration of distribution contracts related to the sale of the own brands unit, Gila. As a result of lower sales, the division gross profit declined compared to first half 2009 by 5 million to 71.7 million Swiss francs. The division gross profit margin, however, rose by 0.5 percentage points, reflecting the higher proportion of commission business in the Nordic countries. Thanks to efficient cost management, the division was able, compared to first half of 2009, to cut its operating expense, particularly in personal and freight costs, by total 3.9%. These efficiency gains enabled countries units such as Switzerland and Denmark to make significant improvements in their trading profits. Overall, Valora Trade generated an EBIT of 5.1 million, which is 2.3 million lower than the same period of 2009. The division EBIT margin was 1.5%. Let me now move on the balance sheet data at page 16. Valora continues to enjoy an extremely strong balance sheet structure. Since the end of 2009, Valora has improved the equity cover by 1.1 percentage point. The dividend payment made in respect of 2009, as well as the currency translation losses incurred, brought to a slightly decline of the shareholders' equity by 17.2 million. Valora's net working capital increased by 14.4 million compared to year end 2009. This increase is partly due to the exchange rate effects and partly to seasonal factors. I would like now to hand over to Thomas Vollmoller, which will update on the current status of Valora strategy implementation.
Thanks, Lorenzo. Please turn with me to page number 18, where you do see a view of all the measures taken part and having taken part in the area of Valora for Success in 2009 and 2010. And what you can see is that about 80% of what we originally planned will have been finished by the end of this year, which does not mean that you will all see the effects of it already, but you obviously will have ramp-up effects in the next years. If you look only in the things that happened in this year, you see again the three things we talked about before, which is MoneyGram, which is Tabacon, and which is the Tamil partnership. But you also see things which helped us this year to make Valora more profitable. If you take, for instance, the first point under competence, you see service expanding. We have now in our stores 150 of the service vaults, where we will offer in the future new services to our customers. We will, by the end of October, have 300 of our 1,000 kiosks being equipped with one of those service vaults, where you also find MoneyGram, obviously. Another big success in this year was PNB, our new concept which we installed and tested last year in Basel and Bern. Our P&B stores are developing very nicely. We have now 6 stores. I think we will have by the end of the year at least 10 P&B stores. We are very happy both with the revenues and with the profit per store. About the expansion of AVEC in Switzerland and Tabacon in Germany, we talked already, but if you take, for instance, Luxembourg, we had a big problem there, or detected a big problem there in terms of turnaround last year. In Luxembourg, we have now in the process of closing this loophole, and we will have a turnaround being finished by the end of this year, which is good as well. We also have undertaken a big exercise in streamlining our headquarters staff, and you will see at the end of this year a significantly smaller headquarter in Muttenz here in Switzerland. These are only a few things of the measures taken within this context of Valor for Success. There are a few things that will have to be finished in the next years. One, for instance, is the agency model, a very good concept we developed now with 2 tests since March. We have agencies ourselves already in Luxembourg. We know that in French Switzerland there is a very good success with agencies, and now we want to do the same with our kiosk. We are very proud with those tests. We are guaranteeing the people there the minimum wages, so we are the GAF wages, not the minimum wages, the GAF wages. So we are really looking for our people there, and we are very hopeful that people will be entrepreneurial and very powerful in the process of in developing those agencies. And also we'll see our franchisee network develop further. You will see new services, but especially you will see the ramp-up effect of all the measures of 2009 and 2010 in the years that come. If you look at the guidance for this year on page number 19, you see the first half was 23 million, first half 2009, the World Cup effect of 6 million, and then the 7 million of Valora for Success, bringing us to the 36 million of the first half this year. If you take now the second half of last year as the basis, 45 million, again add 7 million like we had in the first year, you come to the guidance of 85 to 90 million, which we had originally planned without Forex effects. And then if you take the Euro effect, which we see currently, you will get to something like 81 to 86. We had in the first half of this year 144 franc to the euro. We had last year 150 franc to the euro. We have now 131 francs to the euro. This brings us in this area of about 4 million for the entire year. So this brings us to a guidance of 81 to 86 million, including this negative effect. And this is not only the euro, but it's also obviously the Danish crown, which is linked directly to the euro. So if you go with me to the page number 21, which is the final page, one more, the summary. I think we are well on the way. We achieved the goals as we have set it. We are implementing further Valora for Success strategy. We will be finished with 80% by the end of the year. We have taken further steps like MoneyGram, like Tabacon, like Tamoil, to make ours more profitable in the years to come. We will now shift from turnaround to growth. We will present a year by the end of the year, which will probably mean end of November, beginning of December, our new Valora for Growth strategy, and this potential, and show you the potential to grow in all 3 divisions we are in today. Thank you for listening so far, and now it's your turn. Please ask us questions.
The first question is from Mr. John Cox from Kepler. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, gents. I have a couple of questions for you.
Hi, John.
Hey, I'll start with the targets. In the guidance, you don't give the previous targets you had for 2011 and 2012. Are we to presume that they've been abandoned or be modified, and you'll be announcing those in the fall? That was the first question. The second question really then is on, you know, what we may hear in the fall. You obviously have a lot of cash, which I think most shareholders would probably like to see returned to them in some way, either in the form of dividends or a new buyback. Are you right to assume that the part of the new growth strategy will be actually maybe aggressively acquiring more companies to actually buy growth? That's the second question. And then just on the retail business, I'm just wondering why it takes so long to get the thing going when we've heard a lot about the OK drinks and the rest of it. And I'm wondering, actually, if you can just give us a sort of more recent, trading conditions, because, for example, we've heard that June wasn't very good for drinks or ice cream, for example, from the other food companies, but they've all said that actually, July and August were pretty good. I'm wondering if you've seen the same thing and whether that's, will make a bit of a material difference as we go into the second half of the year for the retail business. That's the third question. Then I just have a question on the savings. Previously you said 12 to 17 this year. Now you seem to be settling at 14. Is it right to say that maybe a lot of the things that you're hoping to do maybe haven't quite come through yet? And obviously you're saying that 80% will be completed at the end of the year. Are we right to assume that maybe 4 or 5 million will come next year when you do the final 20%? And then, sorry, finally, the last question. I'm just wondering if you've made any sort of communication or anything with Apple and the iPad. I think quite a few of us probably suspect that the iPad could do what the iPod did to CDs in terms of books and magazines. And I wonder if you've got any sort of ventures there. You may be talking to them in terms of media or books, somehow Valora acting as an intermediary there. Thank you.
All right. A lot of questions. Thanks, John. I started from the top. I think we never given a target for 2011. We always have given a target for 2012, which is 110 to 120 million. There is no reason for us to change it currently, depending a little bit always on the Forex and how it will develop in the next years. This original target was always given under the expectation of no Forex effects, so we will have to see that, how it develops in the next 2 years. But obviously, we always say we want to be 3 to 4%. So whatever is our revenues in the next years, and we hopefully grow them further, we want to be between 3 and 4%. And if you take the numbers from this year, we are getting very close to the 3% already this year. So we feel comfortable with our operating margin guidances we had given also for 2012. Valora for growth, yes, we are cash rich. Yes, we are. We know that comparable growth is limited in our business. You see that in retail and services in the first half, now we had 1.7% comparable growth. This is the kind of the way you can grow our business on a comparable basis. If you want to get to the 3 to 5%, which we originally said, or want to get even higher, you can only do it with external growth. Does this mean we will do aggressive acquisitions? No. It means that we do very sensible and very rational acquisitions, which have to obviously follow all the decision and investment criteria we have internally. You want to add anything? Okay. The retail business, we are not in an easy business. We always knew this. So one of the key things we have been doing was really looking at our cost, and I think we've done this very nicely, and then you see the effects by the first half of this year. Okay helped, bad weather did not help. You know that bad weather is people are smoking more and people are reading newspapers more, but having less food, which obviously doesn't help you on the margin. But I don't want to blame it on the weather. I think what is most important is that we're getting closer and closer to the areas we want to get to, also in the retail business, and you will see that we're getting closer to the 3% margin in retail as well as in the other areas. The saving, I think we have now 8 million in the first half. So if you take this as the first half and you say 60 million in the last half, I think we are happy. If you go back to our original presentation we had in October 2008, when we originally came up with with our numbers, you see that the difference between 2000 and 2010 was 13. We added then I think 3 million more later on, but this means that we are significantly above our targets that we originally planned in 2008. iPod and iPad, that's a nice question. Yes, obviously we are having different task forces than what we can do for the internet kiosk and future. Now we go forward. The good thing is that at least for magazines, we feel relatively, and we encounter relatively stable business. Newspapers is a difficult part, so I don't know what the new newspaper future will look like, and you've asked five people, get five different questions. We are making our money mainly with magazines, and the magazines business is relatively stable, even though there is iPods and iPads and all these things around. Did this answer your questions?
It did. What if we just come back to the retail business and getting to 3% margin? Obviously, I think you did 20 basis points in the first half on an underlying basis. We're at 1.5%. You know, factoring in 20 basis point improvement per half semester, it's going to take quite a while to get up to 3%. I'm just wondering why.
But this is first half. I mean, you have to take the second half as better than the first half.
Yes. Okay. You know, with the 3%, then are you saying that you can do it next year already, or is that still too early?
It probably would be always at 2012, and I think this is the year thereafter. So probably next year we won't fit it yet, but I think we're getting in the direction. I think last year we had in retail 1.9%. What was for the full year we had 1.9% last year, so if you add those 0.2, 0.3%, you're at 2.2. So I think this is the kind of direction we're going to, which I'm feeling happy with.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
The next question is from Mr. Patrick Hasenbüller from Bank Sarasin.
Guten Nachmittag. I have following questions. First question is on the trade division. What are the reasons for the loss of Schörlandship and Gill distribution agreements, and are additional distribution agreements at risk? Then a second question, could you update us about the business trends concerning your OK product lines? And last question, the new guidance of between 81 and 86 million Swiss francs for the current fiscal year, is this based on the assumption that the euro-Swiss francs exchange rate remains at 130, or is the assumption more optimistic concerning the exchange rate?
To start with the last question, this would imagine we stay now from the rest for 130. So we are not traders in currencies, but if you take 130 as for the rest of the year and take the first half, I mean we're seeing already in July and August very negative effects on the Forex. If you take the 130 from now on for the next 4 months, you see this 4 million which we're losing. If you are better, you won't see 4 million, you only see 3 or 2 million. We had 1 million in the first half, but obviously it can also get worse. If the euro gets down to 120, then obviously the effect is even higher. So the on the trade business, no, there's no other principles to be lost. We always knew that those we sold Sørlandet and Gille 2 years ago, and we knew when we sold it to Continental Bakeries, for instance, Gille, which is the biggest piece in here, we knew that it is that they had their own organization in Germany and they would take over Gille into this. So this was taken into account already 2 years ago. We knew it. We hoped that we would get better, more principles on board in order to make it up for this in the first time, which didn't happen as quickly as we could it. There's no others which are going to come, and we feel comfortable that we will grow in the trade business now without those two accounts in the next years again. And for the OK product line, we are still obviously in terms of revenue, we are still below 5% in the terms of revenue share, but we are sold sold 2 million cans at least with OK every month.
Okay, this is the energy drink, but for example, caffè latte, is my observation correct that this is not by far so a success like the energy drink?
Let me see. I'm not sure whether the caffè latte is successful or not, to be very honest, but what we're seeing is that for water, for juices, for beer, for the candies, we see the same kind of effects that you always get. For the ice cream, for instance, you're relatively quickly number two and number three in the store, so you're getting very quickly to very good margins. We have 200 products out there now, so there's obviously some flops in there, and ketchup, for instance, also flops, so you can expect from 200 products that they're all successful, but in general, we are very happy with the K-range.
Thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Patrick Ingling, Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I would have a follow-up question now in English. Thank you, and you're still able to take it. Just a question in terms of cost efficiencies, cost savings. You show that you have were able to reduce your costs by basically 6 million in first half 2010. Is that on a currency adjusted basis?
Yes,
or
it's even 8 million. If you go on page number if you go on page number 8,
yes,
you see that you have 7 million in reported for 49 to 402, and then if you take out A, the forex effect, and the on the other side the cost for Panini, you're from 409 to 441, so you're 8 million lower cost.
But that is effectively on a currency adjusted basis.
Currency adjusted basis. Yes, that's used in the asterisk and the footnote.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is a follow-up from Mr. John Cox, Kepler. Please go ahead.
Just to come back to the retail business then and what you were saying about the OK range, how that's going, I'm just trying to get a feel for, again, the second half of the year, you know, where you see the OK range in terms of, say, the overall kiosk product portfolio. Will we be moving up to, say, 2 or 3% of sales, or is it we still some way from that? And as I said, why don't you just give us an update on sort of current trading in the retail business, as in the last couple of months?
Okay, let me give you a question on the okay. I don't have the exact numbers with me, and I can ask Mladen to give those numbers what the revenue of it is. But you have to understand 75-80% of our revenues are done with press, tobacco, and lottery, which is not obviously doesn't count. So you have only 25% where we only can have okay products, and if you then have 2-3% of our total kiosk sales with okay, this would already mean 10% of our sales in the non-press tobacco lottery part is okay. So giving you a feeling about on the magnitude you can achieve that. And yes, we want to grow it further, and yes, it can go above the 2-3%, but it can go beyond 5%, for instance. The trading, my CFO tells me I can't say anything about August and July, but this was not the best of all summers in terms of weather, and as I said before, food and drinks is something that we do need for our margins in order to be good. So we all hope for a very nice early fall.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are no more questions at this time.
No questions anymore. I thank everybody for listening. Wish you all a nice day, and I hope you trust further into Valora. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now over. Thank you for choosing the Chorus Call facility, and thank you for participating in the conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Goodbye.